they're taking what you're saying to them, and they're hoping that you are what you talk. Let's be about anything we drop, because we're going to get tested on it. If the people on the street don't test us on it, God's going to test us on it.
Kill the Mockingbird, Truth to Report, with Sean Criss.
Yo, 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 what is up, y'all? I know I've been gone for a minute, you know, been stuck doing some projects and some work and shit, but today I am back, and I'm with my homeboy, Edgar. What's up, Edgar?
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I had you on mute for a second, though, but now I got you.
Got me?
What's good, my dude?
Nothing much, man. Excited, man. We've been trying to do this for a while.
Yeah, and then plus I've been like all like this, like I said last week, I was just like, and this week too, like my boss is on vacation trying to do extra projects, you know. I've been like wearing myself thin, so I haven't even been doing some. But then it's perfect, because not only is it a perfect episode, because now we could talk about 9/11 on 9/11.
Damn. Way to do it, man.
Yeah, so like I've been like all week anyways, I was already on my 9/11 truth marathon. So I was, of course, watching Loose Change, and I was watching the Fahrenheit 9/11. I was watching some of the We Are Change, a lot of those, because that whole We Are Change came out of the 9/11 movement.
But it's, did it?
Yeah. But to watch all
I didn't know that.
To watch all of it now, it's crazy, because it's like, we're living through it again.
Well, it's been 19 years, right?
Yeah.
Since that happened?
19 years.
Damn, dude, I can't believe it, man. That's over, including post 9/11, like maybe 4,000 people dead because of that?
Yeah, well, not even, yeah, probably even more with all the... The first responders, yep. Well, I was wondering...
Cancer.
Well, think about this, right? Like, that. I would love to get the numbers and see how much in New York and what area was affected the most by COVID. Because I have this weird feeling that like a lot of the people that died had those lung problems because of the air, because there was asbestos in the building.
Right.
And when it went on fire, it went all in the air, and the EPA and everybody was like, no, it's good. And they just let people come back so Wall Street could come back. And I have a feeling that affected
lied
it.
To everybody.
Yeah, they lied to everybody. So I have a feeling that affected the COVID numbers.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised, man, because if they already had like pre-existing underlying conditions, like breathing problems caused by the asbestos, man, because that was the structure of that whole building, or those two buildings were covered in asbestos.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember they said that they wanted to get rid of it, but they're like, they had to demo it, and they're like, mm-hmm. No, we're keeping it, and we're just going to deal with it.
And that's the thing that's weird too, is because when I say that 9/11 reminds me of now, it's how you can show people straight facts and they'll still like, nah. Like, you'll be like, man, how the hell did Building 7 fall? And they're like, psst, bro, it's just a fire. And you're like, but it was like...
Dude, and that was crazy. What, was it just the sole mission just to destroy that building?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because
classified documents.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. Because all the intelligence agencies, the head intelligence agencies, all were stationed there.
Yep.
So I have a feeling that's something too. Because even when those We Are Change, I was watching like all the videos and stuff. They have this old video where they like, after they rebuild the Building 7, they protest in front of it. And the security guards come out there and they're like, hey, man, if you don't fucking get out of here, we're going to say that you're a terrorist and this and that. And they did. The cops came and they go, look, it looks like he has a bomb in there and all this shit, man.
Oh, man. See, I didn't even know about that, man. I was just tripping out. It's been such a long time, man.
Yeah, I know.
I remember that, seeing that as a kid, man. I don't even know where you were.
Well, that's when I first met you.
I was going to ask you, man, because we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, that's when I first met everybody in high school. Well, like, because it was in 2001. I went from Vinny's house, and from Vinny's house, I left there and I went to go to the garage to smoke. And you know how like we would smoke before school? And then we went to smoke and we were like, what the fuck? Like, we were tripping on like the whole thing. And then I threw my headphones on and I just went to school and I just didn't do, nobody said nothing. Usually they'd be like, oh man, take your headphones off. But everybody was just like leaving me alone, but I wasn't really noticing. And then we talked about it later and then we were just like, man, it was crazy. And then
it was crazy. I skipped school that day. I didn't go to school. I was on a weekend bender during the week. What's up, John? I see you, John, Tommy, saw you guys. But yeah, man, I think I was tripping. I saw the second plane hit. I saw it live.
Man.
And I thought the world was ending. I was like, oh my God. Like, I just couldn't believe it, man.
Yeah, you were like, that's it. That, well, yeah. And then remember, everybody was like for that first week, everybody's like, man, fuck those terrorists, homie. Like, man, like everybody, like all the gang, everybody that banged and shit, they was like, man, if those terrorists come up here, we'll smoke those motherfuckers. Like, everybody was like, for a week, was like.
That was like towards the end of the week. Cause remember in the beginning, like the news people were saying, like, it might have been an inside job.
Well, with all the information that was coming out, like they were just like, whoa, what? Like, yeah, they were like, hey, the bombs on Washington Bridge. Like, nobody knew what was going on. But see, some people just saw the planes hit and then they stopped watching the news and then that they only know from that. So then a lot of people didn't do investigations. Like, if you look into the whole explosion, like first, like I was watching this thing, they're talking about how if you see the fire on the first building, when the smoke is black, that means there's not a lot of oxygen getting to the fire, which means that the fire is a lot cooler than they think. So it's not 2,000 degrees. It was more like 750 degrees, which would not melt steel.
Nope. And then that whole thing about the ash, they were saying that the only time they see ash like that is when they like demo buildings, basically.
Yeah, and the little, I forgot what they're called, but the little puffs, if you look slowly, like you have to slow down the frames, but if you slow down the frames of the building, it shows little puffs coming out of the windows below the main fire.
Oh, gotcha.
And people were like, well,
man, they were saying there was jet fuel, right? That melted that.
Yeah. And then they proved. So remember then we watched 9/11, we watched Fahrenheit 9/11 at Aaron's house. I remember we fucking got that shit from the gas station. It was a bootleg copy. We watched that.
Is that where you got it from?
Yeah, and then Tease got us into all the Alex Jones stuff, and then in 2006 the Loose Change shit came out, and then that was just like, whoa, like, because we knew a little bit of shit, because you know we were going on the internet but not like how we go on now. And then when Change dropped, everybody was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's when you just like were like, man, this shit, you were like, this is pure evidence, like there's no way you could deny that. And that's why I say it reminds me of now, because like, when you show them the COVID numbers, you're like, yeah, only 9,210 people died of just COVID. They're like, yeah, but that all those other symptoms could have been caused by COVID, too. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you can't ever, like, they never listen.
Yeah, they never listen, man, and they're always lying, man. Like, I think September 10th, man, remember there was, I forget the guy's name.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Rumsfeld, all of a sudden, we're missing $2.3 trillion. Yep. And then there were simulations about planes hitting towers and shit like that the day of 9/11.
Yeah, they were running training exercises. That's what was weird, too, because that's why everybody's like, well, how come those... Also, when they described the one pilot that supposedly... that they're guessing that crashed into the Pentagon.
With that crazy turn? He did, like, that crazy turn?
Dude, how can you do that loop? And then when they talk to the people... That in the school, they were saying that, what's it called? That he was not even he was like an average pilot, if that. They were saying, like, if to give him the best.
If that,
if that. And it's like, what the fuck?
They were surprised because he could barely drive a Vespa or what is that? That little plane?
Yeah, the one engine plane. Yeah, they were like, dude, and if you can barely do.
And they're not even a seasoned freaking pilot can do that turn. And then that video that finally came out years later, you can't even see the freaking plane.
Yeah, and then how come it didn't rip off all the grass?
That, and it was the original hull was 20 feet only. Like, dude, those planes are massive, man. And then later it collapsed to 70 feet or whatever.
Oh, and then like T said, remember too, William Cooper called it all. Remember when he was talking about Bin Laden?
From Long Beach?
What's up?
Who's William Cooper, that writer that wrote
The Pale
that
White book? Yeah, the wrote
Behold the Pale, yeah, okay.
He predicted it. He was like talking about, because CNN had interviewed Bin Laden, And he was like, how did, and this was before, this was like in June of 2001. And then they interviewed Bin Laden, and then William Cooper was like, okay, how did he's the number, they were saying he's the top person on the most wanted list, and how did CNN find him, but nobody else found him, right? And then a couple months later, and he was saying something like, if something happens, he was like, I guarantee you they're going to blame it on this guy for sure. And that's what happened. And that's basically what happened.
It's funny. See, I didn't know that, man. I'm going to have to look into that. But what I do know is we never saw Osama's body.
Exactly. And then you had the most expert team, right? Like so this is a team that trained. So every single person in those SEAL teams, like if they're the gunman, they're like the most expert like shot, right? If they're the helicopter pilot, they're the best helicopter pilot in the fucking, you know, in the United States. And then for them to crash the helicopter, mess up the whole thing, and then end up accidentally shooting Bin Laden and then throwing him in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like that don't add up.
And didn't someone say that he was already dead? The Taliban guy or Al Qaeda? I forget, Al Qaeda or Taliban. But they said that they attended his funeral, and then the next day he released another video. Because remember, he released like three videos before saying, like, oh, it wasn't me. Like, I would have taken, credit for it, but I didn't do it. And then the fourth one came out.
And he kept looking younger and younger.
Yeah, but the fourth video where he took responsibility came out freaking right before the elections, man.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Seriously.
And that's why
the internet wasn't as strong back then, dude. Uh-uh. So like, we would have smelled fish now, but back then we were just, damn, dude. It was sad, man. I remember that. It was sad.
I know, man. And then remember when you would say in our group of friends, we could say like, oh, 9/11 was an inside job and shit like that. But if you said that to other people, you might fight them, like for real.
You might fight.
Like, especially the first 5 years, if you said, man, I think Bush did that shit, or I think they would be like, what, fool? Like, it was, like, on and cracking. It was like now when someone tells you to wear a mask, you know?
Oh, that's why you're doing that comparison.
Yeah, it's all to
dude,
me.
I think that was the first, that dude, because a lot of things came out of 9/11, right? Like, freaking Afghanistan, Iraq wars, freaking Homeland Security.
Patriot Act, TSA, NSA spying on every American citizen. Like, we're still living through 9/11. We're still living through the whole what 9/11 caused. Like, remember, we can't just go on a plane anymore. Remember, now they want us to check our shoes and check every single thing. Like, it's just ridiculous. And then now, COVID's going to get that next step. So now it's going to be more control. So first step was 9/11. Now it's like that 19-year range, 19 years ago, 2001, COVID-19, and now they're going to change the pass the torch to get more tyranny and technocracy, to get the technocrats.
Yeah, take away our rights slowly.
Yep.
And it's all about fear, man. It's all about fear, man.
Exactly. The fear-mongering is incredible. It's not even funny anymore. But like,
you know, I'm surprised, like, that we punked pretty much the Afghanis to freaking taking that blame when it wasn't
but we didn't say it was Afghanistan. They said it was the Taliban.
That's right. We said it was the Taliban.
Yeah, exactly.
And at first, the guy from Afghanistan was like, we'll turn over Osama bin Laden if you can show proof. And we never showed proof, man.
Yep.
Even in that whole 9/11 group that they did, there was like
the 9/11 commission.
Yeah, the commission. Yeah, there was one group, and then they resigned or got fired or whatever, and then it was like these fucking goons, and they said it wasn't important to find the responsible party
because they didn't care.
Yeah,
it didn't matter to them because they already got what they wanted out of it. Because think, they wanted to go to Iraq because they want this whole shit is about that game, like that board game Risk, man. I don't know if you ever played that board game Risk.
I actually never did.
Well, that's what this whole world is about. It's trying to build an empire. Everybody's trying to build an empire. And the biggest, largest countries are us, China, and then Russia. And then you can say Brazil a little bit, and you could say some countries in Africa, but they're not as connected and have as much power with the economy as we do. I mean, we're slipping now, but China is actually the one in the head. I just believe that I think they wanted to start it. So first they scare us by going, you know, we want to go to the Middle East and we want to spy on everybody. So they let they let this happen, and this plan, like, they knew this was going to happen. And then they helped them, because there's no way. Because I think that, like, those art students, the Mossad art students that were pretending to, like, right, you know, look at the buildings, and then they had all those pictures with them with fuses and different right. types of explosive, like, kind of devices. And you could see that it was all set up. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many questions, and that's why I'm saying, like, COVID is the new 9/11, because you can see right through it, but people are still so scared, because when people have fear, they can't make good judgment. You know what I mean? They're like, ah, you might be right that it's fake, but what if it's not? Yeah, yeah, that's all it is. So, like, this is the next phase.
Then, dude, we were so primitive back then, dude. Mm-hmm. And everything spread slower, you know what I mean? And it took, what, like 2-3 years for a proper investigation to take place at 9/11 commission.
Yeah, because I think the commission ended in 2005 or 2006, around there. And then Loose Change came around that too, like, came out right after the 9/11 commission, I believe, because it didn't answer any questions.
No, and people were pissed, man. And then, like, how are you going to take all the debris and take everything mm-hmm. away outside the country so no one does a third party investigation?
They said they only left
that deserved a third party
240 like pieces of scrap metal.
Oh yeah, for EPA to go through.
And then they said in every other plane crash and stuff like that, they get all the debris and they put it back together. Duh. So you could see how you try to put it back together
the
best you can.
They find big parts of the plane, just like that one hole. What was that? That fourth plane or whatever.
Yep.
That made a hole.
Yeah.
And then later, way later, they sent like a picture of an engine.
And then the part that it hits in the Pentagon was the part that was like reinforced and like all this extra shit, and it hit this exact spot. Like, you know what I mean?
Exact spot, and there was an exit hole, remember?
Yeah.
No one said that there was an exit hole. They just never touched back on it. Like, no one asked.
Yeah, nobody even said shit. Yeah, I know, but they didn't say it on TV.
Yep.
Yeah, it was totally like a drone. Like, when you see that full footage that they released, like, with the little, like, security camera, and then you're telling me that whole place has cameras all over it, and that's the only camera that caught it? Come on, man. Yeah. How many coincidences can happen in a row? That's what I hate. People are like, well, you know, coincidence. Like, how many coincidences on the same incident?
Especially with that training. They were, like, training commercial planes to go into buildings that day.
And
they saw one. People saw one, too. They saw one. Yeah. They're like, nah, that wasn't us. It's like, what the hell?
And then remember they saw remember when people were like, and I know that eyewitnesses can be not like great, but when so many people are saying this, there a lot of people were saying, I saw a gray plane with no windows when they hit the towers. And then they were almost every eyewitness that was there is like, I heard multiple explosions. And I'm talking about after the planes crashed.
Even the firefighters, they were saying, they're like, dude, we were going in that documentary. What was that? Loose Change.
Yep.
One guy, he was actually kind of funny. Like, you guys should watch that if you haven't seen that. There was a firefighter, and he's got that New York accent, you know, he's all, because we were in the lobby and we were going upstairs, and then all of a sudden, boom, an explosion came out of the elevator. Dude, he said it blew through 3 inches of glass, disintegrated the glass.
Yep.
Didn't even leave any, like, remnants in the lobby. They came back down the stairs, and they're like, what the hell happened? They had to go to the second building because they heard another building or another plane hit the other building.
Yeah, and they said they felt that shake. And then, like, another set of firefighters talks about it, and they were, like, talking about going downstairs, and they were like, it looked like a bomb exploded in the lobby.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, but the plane hit up there. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's the thing, too.
And people that escaped through, just normal people, normal workers, not the first responders, but they were like, people, we heard explosions, and then there was an explosion. People were saying explosions, man.
And you could even hear a couple of them, because there's some people that were reporters there, and you could hear a little, like, you could hear stuff in the background. And that's another thing, too, that they didn't answer, like, where they were saying, like, everything melted down because the steel, and they were like, how did that happen without it being explosives? Like, they proved that wrong. And then, like, also, like, no other building has ever collapsed from being on fire. And there's buildings that have been on fire longer, like, for 50 hours. Yep. Similar years built.
Yeah, and I there was a dude that was saying that those buildings could have taken multiple airplane hits.
Yes, they were designed to take...
Yeah, it was like a...
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and we're about to be on 20 years, bro. One more year, 20 years, and we still don't have any more answers. I mean,
there's still people, though, that still believe that it was, you know, these guys that were freaking, what, Taliban? That's what it was back then, right? Taliban?
Yeah.
But we actually trained them. They went to our, like, military school.
Well, allegedly they were Taliban. Because so everything burnt up, but conveniently we found a passport. Like, everything else burnt up. Like, no bodies, no black box. They
found, like two suitcases or something?
Yeah, they found, like,
like a Quran.
A Quran? And I can't remember, too. I'm trying to...
It was, like, a 757 video and a manual and, I had it written down. They found, like, just random things, like, obviously planted.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, too. It's, like, you could see a little bit burnt up, and you can see, like, you can just tell, like, it just seems like I said, I know freak accidents happen, and, like, stuff, weird stuff happens in the world in general, right? And if it was one thing that day that happened, like, if that was the only thing that we could say and be like, okay, all right, I'm going to let that go. But when you have 20, 30, 40 fucking coincidences, you're like, come on, man, there's no way. Right. There's no way.
Right. Oh, the other thing that they found was the guy's will. He had a will. Mm.
And everybody was like, why would you take your will?
Yeah, if you're going to suicide mission, why would you take a will if no one's going to find it? If you're going to blow up and burn yourself to death along with freaking innocent Americans.
Yeah, like, what, did you take it on a last second petty shit? You're like, man, fuck, they ain't getting shit. Like, come on, man. Yeah, that's what, man, I mean, that, like, it's unexplained, and it's still to this day.
And then there was, like, a wire transfer. Remember there was $100,000?
Oh, yeah. One guy. In Pakistan.
And then it was brought up by reporters, mostly InfoWars and a couple other guys. But they were saying, like, what's up with the 100,000? And they were just denying it, never.
Never happened.
Never answered questions. Even Condoleezza Rice, I think, was denying that shit.
Yeah, they remember stupid fucking pedophile Bill fucking pedophile Clinton, that someone was like, 9/11's inside job. And he's like, how dare you? Like, shut the fuck up, bro. What do you mean, how dare you?
Dude, there's still people that think it was, like, freaking those people, man. Mm.
I know. It's I know so a lot of people. My family thinks that. Like, I always tell people, like, now people are kind of, like, a little bit more, like, they kind of, like, it's not like they believe me, but you can tell, like, they don't think I'm as crazy yet. They're like, yeah, probably the government could do something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not anymore where they used to, when it first happened, you were talking about 9/11, there was, like, no way the government would do something like that to us. Now people are like, I don't know, probably. Crazy,
it was, like, dangerous to talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
Just like the matter, COVID thing, you know, people are sensitive.
Yeah, real sensitive. And then, remember, they were way more, I think they were even way more sensitive for about the 9/11, because they would be like, dude, 3,000 people died. I'd be like, so you should be mad at the government then. Like, not so dude, that they died, but then get mad at the person that did it then.
Yeah, man, so much lies, especially with that asbestos, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sending people back to work, and then that fucking...
That's why I kind of don't trust Trump, because he was cool with Giuliani, and I think Giuliani had a lot to do with this, and he covered up a lot.
I don't like Giuliani for my own reasons. You know, he stopped graffiti in the freaking New York back in the day. He cleaned up that city. And that's kind of stupid for me not to like him, but I don't like that motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck him anyways. I don't like him anyways. I never liked Giuliani.
He's one of the goons, man. He's been around. He covered up shit 9/11, you know. He ignored a lot of the families of the first responders.
Yep.
And they're still ignored, dude. They're still ignored.
And a lot of them died, man. Like, slow, painful deaths, too. Like, not something easy.
Well, yeah, there was, like, asbestos and, like, just a bunch of other stuff in there. Like, just flying in the... Fuck Snopes, man.
Snopes is... what is it? Just some like fucking fat bitch and her fucking stupid husband and some fucking stripper? Like, that's who's fucking fact checking. They just go on Google. I can go on Google too and tell you the first 10 stories, and if they match and be like, oh, it's not a fact. They're not giving any evidence.
Fact checking, man. That's another thing that happened out of 9/11. That whole
exactly
checking everything and making sure it was like hate speech.
Yep, calling people, and now instead of calling people terrorists, they call people a racist. So to scare people to not talk out, they'd be like, if you talk out, you're a terrorist. Now, if you try to talk out, they go, you're a racist. Well, see, if to some people, like to me, I don't give a fuck. Like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Like, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want anyways. But for a lot of people, they're more like, nah, I don't want to cause trouble. Like, I'm just going to go with the flow and shut up.
Crazy, man.
And that's just how the
world... Sometimes I'm like that.
It depends. But. I know. It depends on the situation. Like, because there's sometimes when, like, there's a confrontation and you could tell, like, sometimes you have a confrontation with somebody and you could tell that you could connect with that person, like, as far as... So sometimes I'll be like, hey, what's up? Like, I'll chop it up a little different. Like, if I know I can, like... if I have a feeling that I can, like, get through to that person, like, that they're going to at least listen to me, then I'll talk to them. You know what I mean? Then I'll keep it cool and like have a good conversation and be like, no, this is why I think that. But like, the thing is that people don't want to give you a chance.
People can't talk, man. People want to, you know, like the other day, man, I just went to Arizona, right? Mm-hmm. Freaking came back and I was like, damn, dude, people in California are selfish, dude. So selfish, man. Just every little thing, man. And that's a big thing that I think of. Affects people out here, man. The congestion, the freaking, the people are getting screwed out here, dude.
But I think it's the city life though, more like it's not necessarily the state, it's like the city life in everywhere, like any big city.
There's so much city in California though.
Well, that's what I think. That's the whole agenda 2030. That's 9/11 was to push further. Everything leads back to agenda 2030, man. That's really what it's all about, man. It's to hurdle us into this, what makes it easy to get this one world government started. We've been in the New World Order for a long time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Alex Jones has been talking about it for maybe 20 years.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying, but we're in the New World Order. We've been in it.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to go into that. But what they're trying to go into is the one world government. That's the whole plan, is to get the one world government, the one world religion. That's why I'm waiting for Project Bluebeam. I'm still waiting for, like, either a fake alien invasion or, like, a fake returning of the Messiah or some kind of biblical figure or something like that to try to... it's hard to tell what's real anymore with all the 7D holograms.
That's 7D. Hey, that's,
and they have even that's more than that.
Up, man. The deep fake stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, I actually love that deep fake stuff because I've been thinking about that for a long time, dude.
Oh, yeah. But just think, they can make you look like right now, they could take your this video and they can make you say anything. And people will believe it.
That's the only thing I don't like. You know, that's the only thing I don't like. Like, if they took my image, but I could see where it could be handy, but I could see people doing more bad than good with that.
I'm just saying, if it gets too crazy, I'll just be like fucking Minority Report and take my eyes out and fucking put different eyes in so they don't know who the fuck I am.
Well, aren't they trying to do a future crime?
Yeah, did that pre-crime shit. Yeah, that's also.
How do you feel about that, man?
I don't like any of that shit, man. I don't like any. That's why I hate this whole fucking movement of people talking about defund the police, because they're like, hey, you know what? The government fucked up, so let's get more government. No, fuck that. What the fuck? Like, let's have less government. Like, every single time we have a problem with the government, people get all pissed off and they rally and they want more government solutions. And I'm like, dude, government fucked us up in the first place. Maybe we got to figure out the solution. Maybe the government's the problem. And people don't think about that.
But it's like so hard. What are we going to do, man? Just throw a revolution or protest?
No, well, see, this is what I tell people. Either we got to all get on the same page and start a revolution, or we need to just shut the fuck up and find ways to manipulate the system. You know what I mean? And find ways that we can, and then just start, like, you know, find ways of being, like, You know, how do you get a fake COVID pass? You know what I mean? How do you get past the facial recognition? Like, we need to think plans like that, or we need to get together and stop fighting and say, okay, we're going to really change the government and make it a smaller government. But like, the thing is that like, we all know the government's fucked up, but like, nobody can agree on how we should fix it. So we're just fighting over it. We're like, this is the way, this is the way. Yeah. And that's the
because right now they're in control, man. They control. You know, not everybody is like, just say like you and me and like the people that are tuned in right now. Everybody else is listening to the radio, the Facebook, all the major freaking news outlets.
Yeah.
And I hate to use the word brainwash, but that's what it is, man. I mean, it's hard to get out of that because it's day in, day out, man. Their parents were brainwashed. You know what I mean? No one wants to believe that, man. But that's
the hard part about breaking like red pilling some people is because you're like, hey, man, you know, you're kind of like, so when you tell someone they're brainwashed or programmed, they're like, are you telling me I'm stupid? Well, because you're insulting them. They're like, what? They're like, dude, I'm. And the thing is, it doesn't mean you're dumb. Like, people think that if you get brainwashed or like.
No, it's not about being
manipulation
dumb.
Has nothing to do with intelligence. It, especially if you're getting the same information for like years. It's just like
that's why there's doctors freaking all about this COVID bullshit.
Exactly.
Well, they're brainwashed too. There's smart people, but they're brainwashed.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not just that they brainwash people. It's they program people to stop critically thinking. So if you critically think when you're young, you get chastised for it, and you get told something like, "Hey, man, grownups are talking," or like, you know, when you question shit, "Hey, don't be thinking like that."
That used to happen to me a lot, like in elementary school, like just questions, and they're like, "No, no, no, this is what happened," you know, like
don't question
don't
it.
Don't veer away from the program. Yeah,
just listen to what I tell you, and that's what I was telling about doctors. So doctors, people think they're super intelligent, but. The fact is,
I mean, they are in their field, but like socially,
in a sense, but like to me, that's not intelligence. Like to me, they're really good. Like not all doctors, obviously, I'm generalizing, but I'm saying a lot of doctors, they're very good at remember shit, and that's all they know. So you need a doctor that's a critical thinker because he needs to be like, hey, that's weird. Like I gave you this medicine and this med. So a doctor that doesn't know anything besides the book, they're just gonna be like, I don't know. The book says that you're sick because of this. But a doctor with experience, a doctor that critically thinks and tries to figure shit out is going to be like, hey, that's weird like that you're holding your side like that. Is that appendicitis? Because I've had that happen before. Right. Like, or when you were scratched, like one of the
homies. They all push drugs, man. They
exactly.
All push drugs.
All these drug reps, not only that, these drug reps go there to push the drugs. You know what I mean? Like, and they think that they're good drugs.
That's what they learn, though.
Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, this is good. You know, here's a bunch of free samples. They treat them, you know, take them out, feed their staff.
Then, if you ask about vitamins, they're like, well, you know, you could take them, but I can't recommend you taking them.
Yeah, or take vitamins and take this.
Yeah, that's because someone said it right now. They didn't learn nutrition.
Yeah, they don't want us to know about nutrition. Like, I'm so stupid on nutrition. Like, I barely even know now. I'm still trying. I'm barely trying to, like, like know because...
Water, meat, and veggies.
Yeah, that's... I know that, yeah. And limit the only sugar. Try to only get natural sugar and try to limit your sugar intake.
Yeah.
Sugar is the worst.
Keto for a while, man.
I'm about to start.
Sugar, kilos.
I know, man. Sugar is like...
What do you got there? You got some sugar, concentrated sugar?
Yeah. Who, with me?
Yeah.
I got some... what is it? It's... this bottle's empty. This is a Wild Turkey Spirit single barrel from barrel number 1,468 from 2019. It's a year old.
Oh, there you go.
And then I got my other bottles. I keep trying to just, like, what I keep doing, my new thing now is I just get, like, different whiskeys. Like, I try all kinds of different whiskeys. Nice. I'm like, I don't know, what's this kind of whiskey?
You should get some of that white brandy, man.
I know, man. Me and Megan were talking about that. But what do you think? Do you think that they'll ever? Do you think we'll ever find out any truth on 9/11?
Dude, I'm a firm believer that the truth eventually comes out, man. It could be we'll be 60 years old, man, and it just takes one person
yeah.
to just Just speak, man.
Well, Dylan Avery, the guy that made Loose Change, I heard him on a podcast on the Ripple Effect. They have this,
I'm like, he's still alive.
Oh yeah, no, they're about to drop a dope ass another. Oh shit.
Someone called me, man.
Yo, you still there? Okay.
Yep.
I was like, fuck. What's it called? Yeah.
But you were saying, you remember something.
Oh, no. So Dylan Avery, he was on the Ripple Effect, and they have this like little podcast called The Unwanted, and they talk about censorship, and like it has almost all the big truthers in the truth community podcasts are all on there. But anyways, that Dylan Avery was on there, and he's talking about he's going to release a new documentary about Building 7, and it has like all these big names in it, you know, like like it's going to be pretty good, and it's going to he said it should drop maybe sometime this fall. They should announce it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, either today or some kind of like, I'm sure sometime before this month's over, I think they're going to announce when it's going to actually air.
I just can't believe that the American people didn't make like a big deal about all those buildings coming down like that, man. Like,
I can't believe they just bought that story.
It was a good story, man. They sold it to everybody and pushed the picture, the falling man, the guy that was, you know,
yep,
he dove out, that famous picture. And then everybody's stories, everybody lost someone, but how could you not see the explosions, dude? You could see it. It was a demolition, man. Otherwise, it'd be like a mangled wreckage.
Yes.
Like, just, if it would have fallen.
And if it would have fell, the top half would have fell. That's how gravity works.
Maybe buckled.
Yeah, but it would still, the base would have stayed, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, probably the first 20 to 30 floors would have stayed.
I think the dead giveaway is like they were practicing that, dude. They were practicing it, and they had all the jets like up north. And
yeah, Monty, man, trying to call me and shit while I'm trying to do it live and shit, man. Shit. That's good.
He's on my bad. Fuck it, man. Shit happens, man. I'm glad we're doing this, though, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, for sure, man. And then, like I said, like, it's crazy. Like, it's just crazy because then, like, I hear my niece, she was telling me today, and she was like, yeah, you know, they're telling me about 9/11, and, you know, like, because you got to remember there's all these kids that weren't born around that.
And some kids, yeah, dude.
And they tell them, like, hey, you know, these hijackers with box cutters, like, somehow snuck these box cutters, and then they got on the plane, and they took over the plane. You're like, I don't even believe that shit. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, and that's the evidence you got. And then you saying like, I don't know, man. To me, if you can't explain to me, even if we take away the Twin Towers and say we even give them and we go, you know what? Okay, you're right. We'll believe you on that part, right? We'll say that the fire melted that. How with Building 7? How did not all those buildings catch on fire and fall there?
Yeah, just little fires. In Building 7, there was like 3 or 4 of them, right? Like, they were just burning sporadically. And it's like, dude, there's no reason for that building to fall. And then I think people heard explosions in that one, too. There was a guy caught up in a... Yeah. It's like, dude, fucking... That is it's such a tragedy, dude. I was watching a lot of videos today. I was like, damn, dude. It made me sad, man. Over freaking all those people dying. Just innocent people, like... Just pawns, man, just so they can go to war. And then I heard the Bushes spent so much money in 4 years, more than any other presidents before them.
Yep. And then the thing is just think about it like this. Bush Sr. went to war in Iraq first, right? And then people were like, let's vote Bush Sr. out and let's put Clinton in. And then Clinton went further into more wars, and then he sold a lot of our technology to China, and then they're like, all right, let's vote Bush so he can, this new Bush, so he could be more for America. And then immediately 9/11 happens, and immediately we're in Afghanistan, and immediately we're in Iraq. Then we're like, let's vote for Obama, because he keeps saying about change. I was like, man, I don't know. Maybe he's right, man. Maybe him. I was more Ron Paul, but I was like, you know, okay, maybe.
I was about Obama. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it seemed like it was, because he was good. Like what he was saying seemed like, man, I believed him too. I was like, man, you know, he's.
Yep.
And then boom, more
we were
wars.
So young. We were so young, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't really see all that bullshit.
Well, and then
some people say they did, but I didn't.
See, for me, I was all about Ron Paul, man. I was just like.
I remember that. I was like, who the hell is even Ron Paul, man?
I'm just one that Ron Paul changed my life. He showed me like about like individualism to where I'm like, yeah, I'm just, it's a, oh, my stupid brother's here. I was like, what the fuck is this motherfucker over here for?
What's up, Scott?
Yeah, he can't hear you though.
Just flip him off for me.
He can't see. Everybody's like ruining the podcast and shit. So that's what people do. They be ruining the podcast. But all I'm saying is that shit is an inside job, man. 100%.
Oh, totally, man. Totally. Totally. So much evidence. More than... Show me more evidence that there isn't. And if you're going to go that 9/11 bullshit investigation, it never even proves anything.
Mm-mm. It doesn't even answer any of the questions. And then even like gravity, when they talk about how a building falls at a free rate, right? Like, yep. They're saying, like, it fell, and then that's how, like, a controlled demolition. And then you could see, and that's what I was saying earlier, is that, like, you could see, like, the fire above and below it, you can see little puffs of smoke, which is the same that happens with a controlled demolition. And people are like, well, how could they get that in there? I'm like, what are you talking about? The CIA has, like, fucking, the CIA and Mossad have, like, infiltrated, like, royalty and, like, big high government agencies. Like, you think they can't go and be security guards for 2 weeks? And then remember, they had those shutdowns too. They had those shutdowns in the towers.
It was lockdowns.
Yeah, well, yeah. And they had this. Yeah. They had no staff, so easily they could have done it then. And then also remember that the building was bought like in July. It was sold in July, and that guy had got.
When it went through an inspection, right?
Yeah, and it went through an inspection, and he got this special insurance, and he got, guess what, insurance? Terrorist insurance. What the fuck? Like, who the fuck was talking about terrorist insurance? Nobody thought about that. Like, yeah, like, I know that you could say because they did have the bomb, but then they also had insurance about if a plane crashes into it. They've also tested it to be durable for a 707.
Yep. And they denied that after.
Yeah.
They denied that it can't take an impact of a plane. And they also denied that 9/11 commission denied the fact that there was melted steel down there.
Yes.
And firefighters were saying it was melted, and then they even had that infrared footage from up in the sky, and they're like, "Those are hot spots right there."
And then remember, it was on fire for like.
You can't get that hot from jet fuel.
Exactly.
There was no way.
There's no way. It's impossible.
And they didn't want to accept that evidence. They just dismissed it. I think one guy's all like, "I can email it to you," and the guy's like, "Yeah, email it to me." And then he just denied to give him the email.
Yeah, I saw that too. And then, like, you see, like, and then even the witnesses, like, so all these eyewitnesses, I think his name is William Rodriguez. He was, like, a security guard. He saved, like, a bunch of people. And he wasn't even supposed to be at work that day, and they convinced him to go to work. And then, like, I might be wrong about William. I don't know if it's William. I know his last name was Rodriguez, but.
Okay.
And then he went back in because he's like, man, my homies are, like, all his friends are, like, upstairs. And he's like, I gotta help them. And they're like, no, you got to get out of here. You know what I mean? And he's saying he was there, and he's saying he heard explosion. He's like, you know what? He's like, I'm not going to say I'm some bomb specialist. I don't know. I'm not. You know what I mean? He's like, but I know what something sounds like. He said, it sounds like an explosion. It looked like an explosion. Like
it blew up, huh?
Yeah. And he's like, this is after the plane. Because they talk about when the planes hit, and then they talk about later when these explosions happen.
Right.
And then how come no other building has burnt down and collapsed like that? It's the only ones in history. They have like that. They have that one building that like burnt for like 56 hours, still didn't collapse like that. Like, come on, man. And these
buildings. Handful of buildings that went through that. And I think that's why they built the Twin Towers with a 707 impact.
Yes. Like, well, because there was a plane crashed into the Empire State Building like years before that. So that's why, like, they were like, hey, that can happen. Like, and the plane crashed, just fog, you know, wasn't paying attention. So they knew that that was a possibility. It's not like it was something that was out of the realm.
It's crazy, man. It is crazy, man. And people are falling for it again.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same shit as COVID. Because then you show them the numbers. And, like, I tell people, I'm like, oh, the CDC just released that only 9,210 people died of just COVID. They're like, ah, right. They still don't want to believe it. And then they're still, and now people are believing these stupid fact checkers. Like, if you have a, like, they fact check something of mine, they were saying that it was a baseless conspiracy that coronavirus was a man-made disease. It wasn't even about that. It was a 60 Minutes, an episode from 60 Minutes from 1976 about swine flu, not about coronavirus, nothing about it.
I don't like the whole censorship deal right now, man.
Yeah. Well, then that,
with the fact checking.
Yeah.
Dude, if people see a green egg, a picture of a green egg, and they think there's really a fucking green egg, let them fucking believe it, yeah, man.
Well, think that about is, this.
They need to check it on themselves. It shouldn't be a fucking... So now what? Those people that are fact checking are getting paid?
Yeah.
That's a fucking job? That's a bullshit job, man. That, you're doing what people should be doing. On their own.
Yeah, and then...
Bullshit, man.
Well, people are lazy, so people are like, just do the work for me. Like, people are like...
And they're like, yeah, fact-checking, but who's checking the fact-checkers?
Exactly. And then who's...
I know that's
who's,
a popular thing.
Who's
a lot of
funding them?
That.
Like, who's funding the fact-checkers? That just tells you that, like...
Zuckerberg.
Did you hear what Zuckerberg said about the election?
No.
Oh, he was
he's going to shut down Facebook or something?
Well, no, he said... Well, already... Like he's already, like, been... denying certain shit for, like, promoting certain, like, you know, politics shit. But he was saying that, like, we need to, like, try to convince people that, you know, it's okay that it's going to take a little bit longer than usual to count all the votes. It's not, it's totally normal. We have to convince people. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when you say shit like that, that automatically makes me think, like, what are you planning then? Like, why are you going there? You know what I mean? I get that you would think that, like, you know, people are upset, but, like, it's just weird. And then, like, Google, you know, they were really outspoken about, like, Trump winning in 2016. And then it was well documented that they were trying to not let him, and they were doing a lot of shit themselves.
Yeah, they were, man.
Plus, we got to stop underestimating China.
Yeah, when are we going to stop underestimating them, man? I've been telling people, man, they have so many people, man, and they don't give a fuck.
Bro, they just said they have the largest navy now. They said their navy is the strongest navy now, considered the strongest navy in the world.
I believe it, man.
Like, that's...
I believe it.
And then they're feminizing. They're trying to feminize all... They're trying to get rid of masculinity, bro. Like, completely.
Well,
they're teaching this race. What is that race theory? Like, whatever, like.
It's a genderless society.
Well, just that, too. But that, you know what that race theory shit is? Like, where they're like, they go in there. I forgot what it's called. It's like race theory or race something. But anyways, so they go in there and they go, yeah, so all white people are racist no matter what forever. And there's nothing they could do about it.
Forever?
I wish someone would tell me that shit. I'll be like. I was like, you don't really believe that.
Saying it's a critical race theory. That's what they're saying.
Oh, critical race theory. Yeah, that's what it is. My bad. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's supposed to, like, it just tells that it says, like, you're white and it's not your fault, but you're racist no matter what. And you're a piece of shit. And you just got to.
I haven't heard that, man. But just, like, okay, the first feeling that I get from that, it's like bullshit.
Yeah, like, you can't.
I think the more words you, like, explain something, like, the more bullshit it is. Like, if you can't explain it, like, in, yeah, like, you know how people say, oh, they have mental issues and stuff like that. It's like, dude, no one has mental, they have problems. I understand they have problems and stuff like that, but it's like overuse of words, and you just confuse people, man. And at the end, people are exhausted and they're like, well, whatever, man, whatever you tell me, bro. Like, whatever you say.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, plus. A lot of these people are listening to this shit, like, and they're in their work environment. So they're, like, in, like, offices, and then this is, like, a seminar. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But I'm just saying, if I was in the crowd, like, I wish a motherfucker would have some kind of shit like that at my work. I would be like, you don't believe that shit. I'd be like, you can't believe that shit. That's so stupid. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. Like, you're telling me that everybody's...
How can you prove that?
You can't. Like, it's impossible.
That's what I'm saying. They want to get in their heads. That's why, man.
Well, no, because they want to, like, because my thing is, like, that's believing in this whole identity politics, which is stupid because we're individuals. Oh, right. All of us are completely different. Like, you can't, and, like, we got to pretend,
they're,
like.
They're trying to, the two-party system's been trying to kill individualism for the last maybe 70 years.
Yeah, that's why they do this identity politics. That's why they put people in groups. They're like, oh, your sexuality, your race, your religion. They try, and I'm like, nah, it doesn't matter.
No, man. Obama was big on that, man.
Yeah, that shit's bullshit.
They might be in a group and stuff, yeah.
Because we're individuals. Because, like, how many...
I don't think it was like that in the 90s because people didn't think that much in the 90s like that.
Yeah, it was... Well, no, in the 90s, it was more like where, like, your area was. You were, like, more like, okay, I'm in this kind of area. It's poor. Like, I'm with these people. I'm in this richer kind of area. I'm with these people. I'm in the suburb area. I'm with these people. You know what I mean? And then it was more like... class shit, you know what I mean? Like, stupid rich motherfuckers, like, you know what I mean? Like,
sorry, that class
preppy ass, remember preppy ass motherfuckers? Like, you know, like, you'd be mad people with it. If you seen someone with that sweater like this, you'd be like, this bitch ass motherfucker, man.
Yep.
With that Carlton ass sweater and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's where you were just like, man, like, to me, that's how I always felt. Like, I don't know, like, obviously it's different. Everybody has a different experience. But, like, my whole thing is, like, how can you compare? Like, everybody's different. So, like, you can have two brothers. You can have two kids with the same exact age, both in a single house, right? With the mom working two jobs, so they're always at home. One joins a gang and goes the wrong route, and one starts a business or goes to school and becomes a millionaire. And they had the same exact life. It's just that we're individuals and we make a few choices that change and impact our life significantly sometimes.
Yeah,
because you can make one choice that changes everything.
There is behavioral stuff, though, that I believe, like, you know, gets passed on through genes. But, like, I don't know about that whole trying to manipulate a free-form thinker, man.
I don't think that happens through genes. I think, like, behavior is passed on by, like, programming.
Like, yeah. Like, if your parents were a certain way, they bring you up that certain way, right?
Yes, and meaning, like, whoever you're around. So if you don't have parents and you're around the neighborhood people, then you're going to be whatever that is. You feel what I'm saying?
The story of my life, man.
But then you can have one little thing where that something teaches you something where it makes you go a different route. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the person. It depends on how they develop and the progress that they're making at that time and when that message happens. Sometimes they make one choice that changes everything or ruins everything or that kills them.
Yep. And we've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that critical race shit is stupid.
Yeah, I got to look into that, even though I don't automatically, like, support it. Or I probably wouldn't even look it up. I'm lying, man.
So what? It's not worth it. What's it called? What is the craziest thing that you, I'm going to ask you this, and then we're going to end it out, because we're about, like, 7 minutes almost out of this before we're over. So what was the most shocking thing that you learned about 9/11, that where you were like, what the fuck, that you think that it's such great evidence that can't be denied?
I think building number 7, man. And secondly, the Pentagon, but number 7 because of the fires, man. Nothing crashed into that building, and the buildings all the way around the build, you know, the towers. Yeah, some got hit, but they were structurally fine, man. And that's clear evidence that it should have been a third-party investigation, man, and that's bullshit. Just because of the documents that were fucking destroyed in that building.
Yeah, with all, like, the agencies.
It revolved around that whole building.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, well, you know, CIA, NSA, like, DARPA, like, all those military agencies were all there.
Oh, yeah, and they had that freaking, like, there was a middle level, right?
Yes.
That was all freaking.
It was also Giuliani's fucking bunker. So you're saying that, like, that was a bunker, but it collapsed from a fire?
Right.
Like, oh, real great bunker you built.
And they heard explosions there, too.
Yep. Same
thing. And there was a live footage. Remember, there was live footage. The BBC, there was a reporter talking about it had collapsed, but it was still standing right behind them.
Yeah, it was right behind them. And then they're like, oh, hold on.
And then they cut it, yeah.
Yep.
Sloppy. That was sloppiness, but I think that ultimately did it for me, man, and the 3,000 innocent people that died that day, and the continuing people that keep dying, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Sad, man.
Well, man, like
Can't
I said,
it's been an hour, though.
I know, man. And time flies, man. So, like, before we get out of here, you know, shout out where people could follow you and where they could, like, check out your artwork and shit like that. Let them know.
For sure, man. Just go on this handle right here. You can link in my bio. It has my link tree on there. Got a website where I sell my art. And if you just want to shoot me a message, I'm always up to that, too. If you need advice or whatever, or just want to talk or shoot the bullshit. Here I am, but you can see it there. I ended up writing it backwards, whiteboard.
And I also got the I got your Instagram up on my my link tree in my bio. So
thank you.
Click it up in there. I'll push it to the top. It's already been on there, but I'll push it to the top so people can find it. But all right, sure. Man. Like I said, it was great chopping it up with you, man. We gotta do this again sometime, man. So like, fuck it, man. Like I said, 9/11 was an inside job.
It was, man.
All right,
and
man.
We still got to keep pushing it.
Yes, sir. Right. Take care, man.
You too.
All right, y'all. I'm about to get out of here right quick. Just remember, wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.